Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and today we're diving into something super important. Using technology to actually help you break free from phone addiction. You heard that right. We're flipping the script, turning the very thing that might be holding you back into a tool for positive change. Ever feel like your phone is running your life? Like it's got this invisible leash on you, pulling you in whenever it wants? Trust me, I get it. We live in a world where technology is constantly vying for our attention, and sometimes it feels like we're losing the battle. But what if I told you that you could use those very tools to reclaim your time, focus, and sanity? Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you turn your phone from foe into friend in this recovery journey. First up, ditch the mindless scrolling. We all know that feeling of reaching for our phones just to see what's up, ending up in a black hole of social media or news feeds hours later. Seriously, how many times have we done that? It's like we are addicted to the dopamine hit of notifications and likes. Instead, try setting intentional time limits for certain apps or even using website blockers. Think of it as giving your brain a break from the constant stimulation. It's like taking a mini vacation for your mind. Next, turn off those pesky notifications. Every buzz, sting, and chime is a tiny little tug on your attention, pulling you away from what you're doing in the present moment. They're designed to keep you hooked, but you're the boss here. Silence those non-essential notifications and reclaim your peace of mind. Now, let's talk about replacing that mindless scrolling with something actually fulfilling. Download apps that encourage mindfulness, creativity, or learning. Think meditation apps, language learning tools, or even productivity planners. When you fill your phone with activities that nourish your mind and soul, it becomes a tool for growth instead of just distraction. And speaking of growth, remember the power of disconnection. Designate tech-free zones in your life like mealtimes or an hour before bed. This helps you cultivate a deeper connection with yourself, your loved ones, and the world around you. Plus, it gives those tired eyes a much-needed break from the screen glare. Finally, celebrate your wins. Every time you resist the urge to reach for your phone when you shouldn't, every time you spend more time engaging in real-life experiences, give yourself a pat on the back. You're making progress, one step at a time. Remember, this isn't about deprivation, it's about finding balance and using technology intentionally. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a beautiful park with friends, enjoying a picnic under the sunshine. Laughter fills the air as you share stories and simply enjoy each other's company. But instead of soaking in the moment, your phone buzzes in your pocket, pulling your attention away from the conversation and the stunning scenery. You take a quick glance, scroll through a few notifications, then try to refocus on your friends. But the distraction has already broken the spell, leaving you feeling slightly disconnected and disengaged. This happens all too often. We miss out on real-life connections because our phones are constantly vying for our attention. Now, imagine the same scene, but this time, you've made a conscious decision to leave your phone in your bag. You're fully present with your friends, listening intently, laughing freely, and truly enjoying the moment. See the difference? It's about making a conscious choice to prioritize real-life experiences over digital distractions. Remember, folks, technology can be a powerful tool for good. It can help us connect with loved ones, learn new things, and even grow as individuals. But it's up to us to use it wisely. By setting boundaries, prioritizing our well-being, and embracing the beauty of real-life connections, we can reclaim our time, focus, and sanity. You've got this. So, what are you waiting for? Head out there and make your phone work for you, not against you. Share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. I love hearing from you. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow for another episode of Your Phone is the Villain, where we continue to explore the fascinating world of technology and its impact on our lives. Until then, keep it real, keep it mindful, and keep those phones under control.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.